to the Girl Fire Your Boss podcast, the number one destination for savvy career women who want to ditch the corporate ladder and have a successful transition from employee to entrepreneur. I'm your host, Jasmine Suazo. I created the Girl Fire Your Boss community for women like you and I, women who are tired of pay inequality, glass ceilings, feeling burnt out, having to request time off to take care of your family, and building someone else's legacy. Join me each week as we uncover the skills, systems, and strategies needed to fire your boss and build the business of your dreams. Let's get started. Welcome back, girlfriends. I'm so excited that you decided to tune into another episode of Girl Fire Your Boss. Can we just a round of applause really quickly for Natasha, Nicole, and Yetunde for completely coming in and killing it in the month of January? I mean, those three women, just with the topic of purpose, completely killed it in their own unique and authentic ways. And I'm so appreciative to them. So certainly go back and binge listen if you haven't already had a chance to listen. But I'm even more thrilled, guys, because we've graduated from purpose and now we're going to officially announce the theme for the month of February. Okay, are you ready? Drum roll, please. That theme is business and product development. Yes, we have to take it up a notch and go from our purpose, learning how to now monetize it in either a product or a service. So let's get started. Is it really already the second month of 2022? I've had so much fun with you, but I can't believe that it's already February, okay? And not to mention that January was the longest and shortest month to date. Is it just me, or was it like awkwardly long and short at the same time? But it was a great month. Nevertheless, I'm elated by the support and all of your kindness and all of you all sharing our content on social media. I've just been having so much fun really engaging with you guys and learning more about your entrepreneurship endeavors. And honestly, I'm honored. I'm humbled that you all are finding value and our podcast is making an impact at such an early stage. And so I wanted to come on today. It's you and I, okay, two girlfriends chatting. So whether you're driving in the car, taking the kids to school, or driving into the office, whether you're on your lunch break or you've had a long day at the office and you're at home, you're cooking or relaxing and you're winding down, I appreciate you spending this time with me, because today we're going to talk about a really important topic, which is identity and how our identities really have to shift when we make that transition from employee to entrepreneur. And I came across a quote on social media that I wanted to share. I actually had to share it because it's that powerful. And we're going to talk about it. We're going to dissect it together as girlfriends. I'm going to share my opinion. I'd love for you guys to let me know your opinion when we post this episode on social media, but this is really good. So here it is. I've been told several times, girl, you've lived a lot of lives. Through those different chapters, one lesson I've learned is that I prosper in the next chapter when I hold the identity attached to the previous one loosely. I can value the experience, but if I wear the role as a name tag and as my identity, when it goes away or when the next chapter comes, the amount of grief and disillusionment that comes with the metaphoric rug being pulled from under me makes it so much more difficult to navigate, because it's as if my identity and my emotions are so tied to what I was. I am somebody, but I am not what I do, good or regretful. To me, this is the idea of becoming a person of no reputation. It's the thought of becoming a limitless no one, so I can fully take on any form of a servant or master necessary for the success of the next assignment and my purpose. This mindset allows me to embrace each assignment, enjoy it, but keep the perspective that the current chapter may shift. transition, or lead to the next, and I've got to be open to changing with it. With that in mind, I don't have to feel pressure to follow trends or crowds and feel as though I'm missing out on life based upon the pace and space of others. It's okay to disconnect from the outer world, to rediscover and reconnect with your own dreams and changing chapters. It's called the joy of missing out. I mean, you may have to listen literally and like play that quote back a few times, but it is that powerful. So many of you are embarking on a journey that you've never traveled before. And I want you to know that you're not obligated to bring any past identity, reputation, or perspective with you. You have permission to become limitless. And when we become limitless, we have the ability to really move freely in and out of phases of life without allowing each phase to define us or what we're capable of. This means I can make mistakes, and we all do, right? This means I can take risks. This means I can change my mind. But my personal favorite, this also means that as you navigate new phases and spaces of life, you can recreate yourself to be who you want to be in this chapter. And so I want you all to remember, you know, as we're transitioning from employee, you have to recognize that you're now entering into a new phase of life. There's no one telling you what time to begin work or what time work ends. There's no one reminding you of important deadlines or coordinating team meetings. You are the boss. And so this year, I want to begin moving freely into the next. I want you to begin moving freely into the next phase of your life. Without hesitation, I want you to embrace change. For some of you, change is scary. Listen, I get it. I remember when I got into financial services, I had zero experience in the industry, but I saw the potential. I knew that it was a recession-proof industry. I knew that I loved working with people. I knew that I loved leading women. You know, I knew what my strengths were, but it doesn't mean that I wasn't scared, because let me tell you, I had so many doubts in the beginning. So many doubts. Can I do it? And if I do it, can I sustain it? And if I manage to sustain it, can I grow it? Can I scale it? And so many of you are thinking those exact same thoughts right now. And I want you to listen to me. It is completely normal. It is okay. You should be asking yourself those questions. You've never done it before. You've never been in this phase of your life. And so the fact that you're asking yourself these questions means that you're aware that your identity must shift in order for you to step boldly into who you're becoming as an entrepreneur, as a businesswoman. You must change from within, right? Your perspective, your relationships, your language, your daily habits, how you show up in the world, everything about it should change. And so one of the things that I want to do, which is why we really kicked off with purpose, is to really help all of you hone in on what your unique gifts and strengths and passion and passions are, right? I want to free you from the opinions or labels of others. Many entrepreneurs don't talk often about this, but there is a period of time where you will need to disconnect from the world to reconnect with yourself. And that is okay. I think it's necessary. You have the freedom to do so. And so I wanted to just start off with that quote, because I don't know about you ladies, but that was so powerful, this concept of becoming limitless, so that you can really grab hold of every opportunity that's staring you in the face in this next phase. You know, think about some of us, we've had careers, different job titles, different positions, or even we've held different relationships, whether it's romantic relationships or friendships, where we've held on to that identity so much where it became a part of us. And we literally took that identity, that mindset, those habits, those insecurities into the next phase of our lives. I want to free you guys. You don't have to do that. I'm begging you not to take on the identity of who you were in 2021 into 2022. And for sure, in order for us to have that successful transition and build our own profitable businesses, we have to completely take on a new identity. So again, I wanted to share that because it was so powerful to me. And before we move into the theme of the month of February, it's so important that I think that quote was just very timely to summarize the incredible speakers that we had in January talking about purpose. And so it's interesting because, you know, if you want to do something big, you have to be willing to pay the cost. And I started to think about, I have this painting in my office. It's actually in my break room in my kitchen. And maybe you've seen it before, but essentially it's like for mine is a tree, but I've seen it in like the form of an iceberg and mountains, but mine is actually a tree. And it's a beautiful tree that has bloomed fully with just, you know, it's a beautiful tree. And underneath the tree, what people don't see are the roots of the tree. And the roots are the late nights, the early mornings, the doubts, the fears, the rejection, the adversities, the obstacles, everything that we're about to have to overcome as we make that transition. And I think about when I was, you know, building my business in the beginning and that period of time where I had to disconnect from the world and disconnect from family members and disconnect from friends to really reconnect with myself. And if we can have this open dialogue now, you know, my hope and prayer is that all of our listeners, we can hopefully compress time and help expedite the process, because I want you to know that that is a part of the process. In order for you to get really, really clear on exactly what you want to do and what's going to be required for you to get it done, you're going to have to go into have a season where you completely shut out all outside distractions. And so it's just a matter of, you can't have the success without the sacrifice. So do me a favor. I want you this year to jot down 3 things that you're willing to sacrifice to achieve your goals. And I'm not talking about, you know, oh, I'm willing to no longer eat fried foods. Like, that's a health goal. I'm talking about business goals. What are those 3 things? And only you know, whether it's, you know, habits, I'm willing to sacrifice not attending every family function for a year so that I can be laser focused and lock in. I'm willing to wake up every morning by 6 a.m., by 5 a.m. What are those habits that, or what are those things that you have to sacrifice, right? And so then the opposite of that is, you know, I love sleep, but I'm no longer going to sleep in until 9 a.m. I love hanging out with my girlfriends when I get off of work on the weekends, but you know, I can't do that this year. I need to sit my girl tribe down and say, hey, I really enjoy your company, but I am so committed to recreating myself. I'm so committed to the woman that I'm going to become. I'm so committed to this vision that I have to build a business, to become an entrepreneur, that I need to take this time for me and disconnect from the world. I don't want you to ever underestimate the attention of detail needed to achieve your long-term vision. And every time I lock in and I completely block out the outside world, I just gain so much clarity on strategy, on execution, resources needed. It's just like God just opens up and it's the gates of heaven and just starts giving me the words and the resources, the access. But it's always come at the price of me being willing to sacrifice. And that's when we talk about making that identity shift, recognizing that you're in a new phase of life. And so I'll tell you this. Another thing is, I don't want you to underestimate how significant long-term vision is to how we deal with things today. So anytime that I see women not, you know, saying that they want to be an entrepreneur or that they want to build a business, but they lack urgency. To me, clarity equals speed. And so when I see women lack urgency, for me, it's an immediate It just immediately reveals that they're not really clear. They're not really clear on where they're headed, or maybe their long-term vision isn't real. Maybe it's someone else's vision that they thought it'd be cool to achieve. Maybe it's not theirs. Maybe it doesn't feel authentic. You know, when you have a vision let me tell you, that thing wakes you up early in the morning. You become obsessed about executing it and realizing it. I can see myself, you know, 5 years from now in the home that I want to live in. And I literally can smell the fragrance when I walk through the doors. I can see the marble floors. Like, that excites me every single day. I wake up with this sense of urgency because I know that, you know, I'm one day closer to walking through that those doors. And so just keeping in mind that, you know, what you do today is will directly impact your long-term vision. Who you become today is in alignment with who you need to be to walk through those doors of your dream. And so who I need to become today to reach my greatest potential tomorrow, really ask yourself that. You know, who do I need to become today to reach my greatest potential tomorrow? And I'll tell you this, the girl who wins long term is the one who has the best habits today. I'll repeat that. The girl who wins long term is the one who has the best habits today. And I'll also add, it's the one who has the most sacrifices today. It's the one who's not married to any past identity, right? She's recognized that she can move throughout the different phases of life freely and limitless with no boundaries. I get to recreate myself. I get to say who I am this year in my life and in this season. And so I wanted to share that with you ladies. It's so super important. I think identity is not talked about enough, especially as we embark on entrepreneurship, you know, specifically as the new entrepreneur. You want to be clear, not just on who you are, you know, because that can be past tense, but who are you becoming in this next chapter? So I wanted to end with 10 mistakes that I've made as a new entrepreneur. Okay, so hopefully you have pen and paper. 10 mistakes that I made as a new entrepreneur. Number one, guys, was a lack of study in my business, right? Like, I was running a business that was 100% talent-based. And most entrepreneurs do that, right? Like, we're skilled in an area, or we're very passionate about it, and so our talent shines through. That's a huge mistake because I neglected systems. And in order to scale any business, you must have very solid, very duplicatable systems, right? And so now I run a systems-based business, but before, it was all talent. I mean, it was beautifully organized chaos. It was, you know, we were profitable, but we were moving a million miles a minute. And it wasn't until I created systems that I realized I don't need to move a million miles a minute to make $1 million. I just need the right systems in place, the right automation to move a million miles a minute. And that's okay, right? Because I'll never be able to move as fast as a technology anyway. And so if I get the right technology to increase speed, now I have a systems-based business or staff, right? Staff can execute. I have an incredible business analyst, and she takes all of the ideas that I have, and we meet once a week to do a brain dump. And I'm, you know, telling her here all of the trends that I'm noticing and ways in which I want to improve certain areas of the business. And she takes it and creates these beautiful graphs, right? So now I'm systems based. The second mistake was not knowing the difference between work and mastery. And let me explain what I mean by that. We all can be good at something, but very few master it. And so I want you ladies to really ask yourself, is this something that I'm just looking to do as a side hustle? As a, you know, do I want to be a solopreneur? Do I want to be an entrepreneur? Or do I want to be a business owner? Do I want my service or products to only be offered locally? Do I want them to be offered regionally? Do I want them to be offered nationally? Do I want them to be offered globally? You know, is this something that I want to master? And for me, I'm really obsessed with mastery, like with business strategy. When it comes to my niche, I want to be the best of the best. And so even if you look at our podcast, the brand, the aesthetics, the tone, we studied for quite some time before we rolled out this podcast. Girl Fire Your Boss is going to be a global brand. And we firmly believe that. And so we couldn't just come out any kind of way like other podcasts. And so what is it that you want to master? Or is it just something you want to work at? So not really knowing, you know, from the jump, like, hey, is this something that you are going to be committed to mastering? Meaning you're consistently going to invest in your, you know, personal development, increasing your skill set and taking your business to that next level. The third mistake I would say that I made is managing distractions. You know, as new entrepreneurs, we're all signing up for a new phase in life that we've never been in before. Can I tell you, sometimes we are like the worst people to work for. We are our like worst employee because we can get distracted by so many things when you have competing priorities. You know, family issues, relationship issues, financial issues, staff issues, employee issues, issues with your product, issues with your service, issues with your vendors, contractors. And so for me, not, I would say, being realistic, you know, listen, Jasmine, just because you decided to build a business, huh, it does not mean that life stops. It doesn't mean that the attacks of the enemy will fade. In fact, they're probably going to get 20 times stronger because you're trying to break generational curses of poverty. And so you got to become more spiritually tough, mentally tough. You have to read more books. You have to, you know, expect the unexpected. It should become a routine part of your week. And so now in business, you know, very, very, very seldomly am I caught off guard today. Very, very seldomly. And I'll tell you, it's because of, I think, two things. Number one, the goal is so clear that I'm committed to the goal, even when the people around me that came to help execute the goal, even when the people change, right? Like the goal never changes. I never decrease the size of the goal. I always increase the size of my effort. The second thing I would say is just sitting down, having that conversation to be as proactive as possible with my family members and friends. Hey, this is what I want to accomplish over the next 12 to 18 months. I'm going to miss a lot of important events. I may even miss, you know, incredibly memorable milestones for some of you. But I want you to know that it's not because I love you. It's not because I don't want to support you. It's because in this season of life, I'm making a shift. I'm recreating myself. I am becoming a business owner and I have to go all in. So just managing those distractions from a place of proactiveness. So if you can get ahead of some things, whether it's lack of childcare, whatever it may be, lack of resources, you know, you want to write out all possible distractions and come up with potential solutions right now, like be ahead of the game. The next one, the fourth one, this one was good. And this one is specific to financial distractions. It's let me say this. It takes money to make money, okay? It takes money to make money. It doesn't mean that you have to have a lot of money to start a business. It just means that you want to have some foundational resources and you want to be a good steward of your steward of your resources as an employee. And so it's why we didn't roll out a 3-week plan and fire your boss, a 6-month plan, you know, and fire your boss, a 6-month savings. Some of you actually are going to need 12 months worth of savings, you know, so that you're not completely stressed out and experiencing burnout your first year as an entrepreneur. You are going to have to wear so many hats your first year in business. You're going to have to be so resourceful that you don't want, if we can eliminate that added stress or pressure of paying your mortgage or paying your car note, then why not do it? Why not financially plan? You know, let's act as if, plan as if you're not going to make one penny from your business your first year. That's how I want you to start saving. So literally have 1 year's worth of savings. Well, Jasmine, what if I don't have that or that's impossible? I don't make a lot of money today. Save as much as you can. And if you have to downgrade your quality of life to build your business, listen, guys, Jeff Bezos, who started Amazon, started in a garage. exact same thing as Steve Jobs, Steve Wozniak with Apple. It is okay. Remember, when we have to disconnect, we may also have to downgrade our quality of life. But trust me, it's going to come back triple fold, ladies. Trust me. Number five, fifth mistake, it can be pride. Pride. Some of us just, we don't want to do certain things. You know, certain things are beneath us. Some people struggle with ego. You know, I don't want to ask for help, or I don't want to admit that I don't know something. I have a master's degree. I have a PhD. I'm an attorney. I'm a physician. I should already know that. I'm not going to hire a coach when I know for a fact that I need help in building this business. I've never been in this industry. I don't know business development, product development. I need help, but pride or ego can prevent some people from hiring the expertise that they need to grow and scale their business. So whatever you do, avoid that. If you find that you need to hire someone, just hire them. Save your money now. You know, that's one of the way things that your money can go towards. You're going to need a coach, right? And we'll talk about that in just a second as we talk about more mistakes that I made. But the next one is just lack of patience. And a lack of patience, honestly, can have us become a little angry, right? Or jaded. Man, I see so many other new entrepreneurs taking off and their social media is blowing up and they're already being profitable. What am I doing wrong? And it's that lack of patience. But remember, as you move into your new phase of life, no one else's phase of life. So don't judge someone else's chapter 30 by your chapter 3. And so have as much patience as you need, but also learn the balance of being patiently aggressive. I'm extremely patient right now as we're growing the Girl Fire Your Boss community. But let me tell you, I am extremely aggressive right now. You know, when I meet with my team, I have certain goals and benchmarks that I say, and they're like, Jasmine, how the heck are we going to achieve that by that month? And I'm like, don't worry, it'll happen because we're going to put in the work. We're going to consistently show up when other people quit, when other people get tired. We're going to outwork, outlast, and outstrategize the competition. And that is how we're going to win. And so number seven, a lack of awareness to drive your business to the next level, right? And sometimes the best driver can be a competitor. If there's someone currently industry that you want to build a business in, really follow them, reach out to them, see if they would be willing to hop on a conference call with you and for you to pick their brain. And, you know, afterwards, send them a Starbucks gift card, just thanking them for their time, their energy and their value investment, you know. But if there are people who are currently winning in an industry that you want to win in, or if there's a business coach that's currently mentoring hundreds or thousands of people, you know, when it comes to a certain strategy or program that you want to launch, you want to reach out to them so that you can be aware of what's working in the marketplace. What are they doing? You want to learn folks' secrets. And believe it or not, a lot of people are sharing them. Most of them are costing, right? But a lot of people are sharing their systems. This is how I build a six-figure business on social media. This is how I build a six-figure business with government contracting. This is how I built a multi-seven-figure business in real estate. There are people who want to share, you know, join their Facebook groups. Be aware of how you need to drive your business to the next level. Always be 15 moves ahead. So I don't want you ladies thinking, I'm going to launch the business and we'll see what happens. No, 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 no. You should have literally a 1, 3, and 5 year strategic plan mapped out, right? When you launch that business. And so we'll talk about that later on in the year as well. The next one, number eight, this is a huge mistake that I made in the beginning, because, and it's a loss of perspective in the moment. And it's because I was just so busy, go, 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 go. I would literally be in my office every day from, you know, 8 a.m. to midnight every single day. And sometimes it's difficult to see the picture when you're inside the frame. You know, and so for me, sometimes you can miss out on really connecting with your team, connecting with your clients, connecting with prospective clients, and fostering deeper relationships so that you can bring in more referrals and more business. you know, if you're constantly just go, 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 unfortunately, you lose perspective and you'll look up in 1 to 2 or 3 years that would have gone by and you have absolutely zero, you know, memories. And you're like, wow, I didn't even remember that we accomplished that. Well, loss of perspective, let me also say, I'm not telling anyone to completely neglect their families. You know, for me, one of the things that I would do, as you know, I'm a mom, and so I would go with my daughter, and at least once a month, we would have mommy-daughter date. And it was mandatory. Whatever she wanted to do, you know, some days we would just go to Potbelly's and grab a salad, some cookies, and sit there and talk and laugh, and I would catch up with her, what's going on. Some days we would go to the movie theater, we would go skating, bowling, right? Whatever. And the same, you know, if you're married with your spouse, you want to pick a day where you guys have date night, you know, twice a month or once a week or once a month, however frequently you two decide. But don't lose the perspective of why you're doing what you're doing. Don't do that. Okay. And so many of us do that. And then number 9, a lack of leadership development. And this kind of goes hand in hand when I spoke about the coaching, how important it is to have a business coach, have a mentor, someone that's providing that step-by-step accountability. As you move freely into the next phase of your life, you need someone that's holding you accountable to a higher standard, right? Does that make sense? Like the previous phase of your life was a different standard of performance. But this new phase of your life is going to require someone that's saying, I see you're at level 1, Jasmine, but in order to get to level 10, these are the metrics, these are the benchmarks that you need to be achieving for. Mentors are the greatest cheat codes. They can also tell you, listen, and these are some of the distractions and roadblocks that you're going to come across, but not to worry. Here's how I overcame them. Here's the strategy that I created to best navigate these roadblocks, right? So leadership development is so incredibly important. And let's say you're like, Jasmine, I don't have time or for a business coach. I'll tell you this. We've all heard the saying, you know, if you ever want to leave your 9 to 5, then you have to immediately implement a 5 to 9. So one of the things I just don't do good with is excuses. I really don't. So, you know, this is a community for the savvy career woman who is ready, emphasis on ready, to go from employee to entrepreneur. If me, you, Beyonce, J-Lo, Oprah all only have 24 hours in a day, then let's face it, we're never going to get more time. It's not a lack of time that's the problem. It's a lack of clarity. It's a lack of strategy. It's lack of resources, lack of will. And so make the time to grow as a leader. Invest in your leadership development. There are so many books, incredible books that you can read. If you're not a reader, I prefer Audibles, but do what's best for you. If you can't hire a mentor or a coach. Again, there's so many free resources out there, especially with YouTube as well. And then last but not least, the biggest mistake that I made as a new entrepreneur, as I was disconnecting from the world and experiencing the joy of missing out, it was having an unclear vision. And what I mean by that, I know it's so easy for us to say, no, I do have a clear vision, right? Like, you don't understand, Jasmine. I've been thinking about this for 6 months, or I've been thinking about this for 4 years. What I mean by an unclear vision, a vision to me is not just the destination. Vision is all of the work in between. It's the journey. It's the resources. It's the networks. It's the skills. It's the solutions, the strategies, everything in between that you're going to need in order to reach the destination. And I didn't know that in the beginning. You know, I just knew I wanted to go from, you know, A to E, but I didn't account for B, C, D. And with the right mentor, and just the right mindset of recognizing that I'm in a new phase of life. And so I'm like a fish out of water. I need to be surrounded by people who can help me fill in those gaps, right? What exactly is B? What is C? What is D? What does that look like? And so you know, you want to have a very clear vision, again, not just of your destination, but everything that's needed in between. So those are the 10 mistakes that I made as a new entrepreneur. I do hope that you guys find incredible value in that, because my goal is for you to not have to duplicate those mistakes, okay? Use this podcast as your cheat code as you navigate building a business, or as you want to grow from being a solopreneur to a business owner. You know, you really want to think about those 10 mistakes and use, you know, my learning curve as your success curve. So send this episode to all of your good girlfriends and let them know, okay, you just learned some gems. And last but not least, continue to download our podcast. Guys, we're over 300 downloads. We've only been live for 2 weeks. You guys are the best, okay? Thank you so very much. We have only been live for 2 weeks and we're well over 300 downloads. Continue to share the podcast. Continue to leave us a rating and review. And as always, I will see you next week. Thank you so much for joining us this week on Girl, Fire Your Boss podcast. If you want to dive deeper into strategy for this week and all prior episodes, you can connect with us on Instagram and Facebook at Girl, Fire Your Boss. As always, subscribe to our show to catch every new episode and leave us a review so we can continue to bring you fresh, fun, and valuable content. See you next week.